Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Ruth. We are continuing our expository, which means verse by verse Bible study out of the Gospel of Mark. We are in Mark chapter 4 today, a powerful, phenomenal chapter. All of them are, but this is one of my favorites because the Lord Jesus, and again, here is the gist of this chapter, he would start to teach in parables. He did some in the previous chapters, but this chapter has one of the major parables out of the Lord Jesus' teachings, which is a parable of the sower. So that really is the gist of this chapter. And then he would teach on other parables, such as the parable of the growing seed, the parable of the mustard seed. So let us get into this right away. And I will be teaching out of the NIV. So before I even continue, what really is a parable, if you are not aware, in a very simple definition, a parable is a simple story that is told for purposes of illustrating a moral or spiritual lesson. Okay, in this ministry of Jesus Christ, he is using parables to illustrate spiritual lessons and actually also moral. Okay, and just so you know, this parable of the sower is not about farming. As we will get into it, it may seem like that, but the Lord Jesus is not talking about farming. And let me just provide some background information about this parable before we get into it, because it will make sense. And if you have something to write, just write this down. Let's go over the key elements in this parable. There are four major elements. Okay, the sower, or you would say the farmer, would be like a preacher, like myself, or back then it was the Lord Jesus who was a sower, somebody proclaiming God's word. And the seed in this parable is the word of God, that perfect, incorruptible word of God. And the soil in this parable is talking about the hearer's heart, or the person who is hearing the teaching, the condition of his or her heart. And the Lord Jesus would describe four types of hearers, or you could say four types of hearts. And we will get into this as we proceed here in this parable. And in my view, based on these teachings, it is clear the Lord Jesus is talking about two types of situations here. Number one, this could represent four types of people's responses, or four types of heart, the way they respond to when God's word is being proclaimed. This also could represent the various stages of our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. It could also represent various areas in our life where we struggle to receive from God, and we grow out of that. So, which is why I said, in my view, this is more like a process. And I think many Bible scholars are in agreement that this really is like a process of growth for many believers. So just keep that in mind. And I have also read some Bible commentators say that the second type of response, or the second type of heart, is pertaining to an unbeliever. I categorically reject that, and most Bible scholars reject that. As we get into this parable, you will find out that the first type of response, or the first type of heart, is obviously an unbeliever. The second type of response, or the second type of heart, that is the one I'm saying that some Bible commentators say is also an unbeliever. But the majority of Bible scholars, Bible commentators, Bible teachers do say the second type of response to God's word, or the second heart, pertains to believers. Why do we say so? The Gospel of Luke added more clarity. Let me bring this to your attention. This parable is also found in Luke chapter 8, and it is also in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13. And if you can go to my teachings in the Gospel of Matthew right here in this podcast and listen to this parable as well. But in Luke 8, Luke makes it so clear that the second type of heart or response the Lord Jesus is referring to has to do with believers. Here's how Luke explains. Luke 8:13. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. So these are believers because they believe for a while, but then when they were tested or tempted, they couldn't handle it because they had no roots. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Real quick, the first response or the first type of heart, obviously an unbeliever. The second, third, and fourth heart or responses are believers. And as I said, this represents also our growth process and various challenges that we struggle in life. And the fourth element in this parable, the Lord said the birds. This refers to Satan himself who comes to steal the word. So with that, let us get into this parable. So just keep that in mind. So I begin here in Mark 4:1. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. Verse 2, he taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, listen. He started by saying, listen, exclamation. Why? He is drawing attention. He wants people to pay close attention to what he is about to say, because it is key, it is crucial how, oh my God, get this, how the kingdom of God works. And later on, the Lord Jesus would tell us that if we don't understand this parable, how can we understand his other parables? So he said, listen, pay attention, be attentive, open your heart to receive what I'm about to tell you in parables. Friends, I'm saying the same thing to you. Listen, this is the key parable that the Lord Jesus is about to teach. And I want to say before I proceed that this is one of the parables that the Lord Jesus himself provides the explanation. So we don't need to figure this out. And we will get to the explanation in just a few minutes here. So let's just get through the parable. I won't do a lot of teaching, but when we get into the explanation, it's going to become very clear. And a lot of times, the Lord Jesus, obviously, it had been prophesied that him being the Messiah would speak in parables. But another thing to keep in mind, parables of the Lord Jesus or teachings in parables are not for the lazy Christian. Parables are for the Christians who are ready and their heart are open to receive spiritual lessons. So, and the lessons are so obvious that those whose hearts are open can quickly discern it. But those who are not interested is like water on a duck's back. So, listened. Okay. A farmer went out to sow his seed. Remember, the Lord Jesus is not teaching about farming here. So when he said a farmer, just think about the Lord Jesus himself preaching the word of God, okay? Or like myself, I'm proclaiming God's word. Went out to sow his seed. Again, the seed is the word of God. As he was scattering the seed, again, as the farmer was proclaiming the word of God, just like as I'm doing right now, some fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. Right away, some fell along the paths. These hearts, or these are the people who responded this way, meaning that they did not receive it, the birds representing Satan. It's like you preach the word of God as I'm preaching right now. Some people, they listen on one ear, it goes off the other. It's like you pour water on a duck's back, they just shake it and the water goes off. These are people who have absolutely no interest in the things of God. These are the ones that is the easiest target for Satan. They listen to God's word and Satan just comes and tells them, nah, that's not true. Do you believe that? And they go with Satan, and the word of God has absolutely zero effect on them. Hopefully that's not you. This first type of heart or type of response represents an unbeliever who has no interest in the things of God. As such, he or she is the easiest target for Satan. And if that was you at one point, please listen, as the Lord Jesus said here. Okay, we move now to verse 5. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots. That is a second type of heart, second type of person, or second type of response. And I don't want to interpret much of this because I want us to get to the verses where the Lord Jesus himself explains this. But this is obvious. This is a believer who received the word, but they had no roots, meaning they had not taken the time to allow God's word to penetrate into their soul. So they easily give up when they are attacked with persecution. Again, I don't want to speak ahead of myself. Let's just keep going here. We are now in verse 7. This is the third type of response, or the third type of heart, the way people respond to God's word. Other seed, i.e. the word of God, fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. So this third type of response, or third type of heart, is a person who is experiencing a lot of internal conflict, internal turmoil. Let me ask you, what really are thorns? I looked it up in the dictionary. Thorns are like the ends of branches that are hard and sharp. So in essence, this third type of response, these are people who are being afflicted or affected by things in their life, such as fear, anxiety, unforgiveness, worry, pressure. It's like a thorn in their flesh. And people like this, the word of God is not able to penetrate them because they are truthfully not focused on the word of God. They are carried away by their problems. So they allow these thorns to affect them. So Satan steals the word of God out of their heart. Moving on, still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop. Some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Verse 9, then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Now, when Jesus talked about whoever has ears, he's not talking about your physical ears. He is saying that whoever has an open heart to receive the message of God, let them hear. So that is what the Lord Jesus is saying by saying, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Again, this is for whosoever, not just for a selected few. So as I'm speaking to you right now, I am trusting God that by virtue of you coming on to listen to me, your heart is open to receive this. Just like the Lord Jesus is saying, whoever has ears, let them hear. Keep your heart open to receive what he is saying here, because the word of God is life, the word of God is truth, the word of God is transformative. So let us continue here with this teaching. We are in verse 10. When he was alone, referring to the Lord Jesus, the 12, meaning the 12 disciples, and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables. Why? Why is it that the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to the disciples? Because their hearts were open to receive. Like I said, whoever has ears, let him receive. Their hearts were open to receive. So after the Lord Jesus said that the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, referring to the disciples and a few others, he went on to quote Isaiah 6, verses 9 through 10, and it reads, I'm now in verse 12. You know what? Let me just go back and reread the end there of verse 11. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that is verse 12, they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Again, this is a quotation of Isaiah 6, 9 through 10. We see the Lord Jesus quoting the Old Testament, again, authenticating the Holy Scriptures, the Old and the New Testament as the Word of God. In essence, the Lord Jesus was citing Old Testament prophet Isaiah because the Jews, their heart were not open to receive him as a Messiah, to receive his teachings. So he taught in parables because they weren't going to receive it in the first place. Friend, there's a principle here. When our hearts are open to receive truth from God, he will reveal more to us. But when our hearts are insensitive, or our hearts are callous, or we have no interest or desire to receive the things of God, we would become dull. And that is not God. That's just his law. You reap what you sow. If you are going to plant spiritual seeds, opening your heart to receive God's word, you're going to reap a bountiful harvest, more revelation from God. That is really the principle that the Lord Jesus is teaching here. So I just pray that you keep your heart opened so you can receive more revelation from God. Because as you're open and as you ask God the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you and to clarify things, you will get more revelation from God, because God is hiding nothing from us, but he wants us to express that desire to receive it. Then more is revealed. Okay, so moving on here, we are in verse 13. And before I even go to verse 13, I really want to say that there's a book I want to recommend that will really help you. It's really a book that I wrote. It's simply titled, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? This book is awesome. This book, thousands of copies have been sold, hundreds of lives transformed. This book is really teaching you how to grow as a child of God, how to grow daily with God the Holy Spirit, and how to trust on Jesus as your Lord. The full title is, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? How to Excel in Your Identity in Christ, Practical Applications for Your Growth. So I really recommend that you get this book. It's ideal for new and seasoned Christians. It will truly help you grow in a relationship with God. You can visit our website, drruthtanyi.org, and we will attach a link in the description box where you can just click the link and get this book. And it comes to the ministry as a donation. And we have many other ways you could donate. Again, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then we are also on Cash App. It's the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. And then we are in Zelle. If you live in the USA, you can use Zelle and Cash App. And here is the Zelle telephone number, 909-501-9031. And this book is $25 for a love gift donation plus shipping and handling. It would be $33 because this book is 343 pages. It costs about $8 to ship it to you if you live in the continental USA. So for a donation of $33, we will ship this book to you. It would truthfully help you to grow in your relationship with God. And a lot of what the Lord Jesus is teaching us here in the parable of the sower, you're going to gain a lot from that book. But if you live overseas, please get it on Amazon. Okay, again, we will attach our links in the description box in this podcast so you can click and go straight to the book. Okay, we proceed here. The Lord Jesus is now going to explain or interpret this parable himself. So this begins here in verse 13. We are still here in Mark 4:13. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable?" Exactly the point I was making earlier, because this parable is about the word of God, which is that perfect seed, how we take the word of God, apply it into our lives, and we grow and we see results and we overcome the lies and deception from the enemy. That is what this parable is all about. And remember, God is his word. His word is him. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I am paraphrasing that scripture. I might have quoted it wrong, but that is John 1, 1 through 14. The bottom line is that the Lord Jesus Christ is the incarnate Word of God. So God's Word is a final authority in all things pertaining to our existence and how we receive from God. Which is why the Lord Jesus is saying that if you do not understand this parable, how the kingdom of God works through the Word of God, which is the final authority, you will struggle to understand everything else in the kingdom of God. Which is why I'm really encouraging you to get that book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? It will really help you. So moving on here, let's find out how the Lord Jesus interpreted this parable. Okay, we are in verse 14. The farmer sows the word. Remember I said, you know what? The farmer is preaching the word. Verse 15. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Exactly. These are the people that have no interest in the things of God. I call them spectators. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, some of them go to church just to check it out. Their heart is not there. Friend, if you are that way, open your heart, just like the Lord Jesus said. Listen, this is real. The word of God is transformative. The word of God is truth. Open your heart to receive the word of God. So don't allow Satan to steal it from you. Jesus teaches that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. So if you are not aware, if you're not sure, when you're listening to God's word like this and you're having all these doubts, it's not you, it's Satan trying to steal the word. Just stay steadfast, stay focused. If you persist through your doubting, if you persist and if you stay, you will get it. Don't give up quickly. Okay, we move on here. So we are now in verse 16. This is the second type of response or the second type of heart the Lord Jesus is about to explain. Others, like seeds sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once received it with joy. Verse 17. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Exactly. That is that second type of heart or second type of response I was describing earlier. That these are believers who receive the word of God. They are so excited. These are the types of people that you will see in a church service or a meeting. They will scream hallelujah. They are emotionally driven. They are very excited. They are screaming and just they receive it instantly. But guess what? They walk out of that church and on their next breath, they are uttering curses on the road. Mm-hmm. They go home, they are impatient, they don't take the time to study the word of God, they don't take the time to pray or to meditate, they don't take the time to ask God for revelation. The word of God just did not have the opportunity to take root in their hearts. Friend, let me say something right now before I continue. When you listen to the word of God as I'm preaching right now, it is wise to receive it, and then you take some time to ponder on it. And when you study the Bible, ponder on it. Just give it time to get into your heart. You meditate. And biblical meditation simply means you take the word of God, you think about it. You think about it over and over and over. You just give it time and you just focus on it. You allow the power in the word of God to penetrate into the deepest parts of your soul so some solid roots are planted. That way, the word of God is in you. When you are attacked with doubt, you can quickly say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to receive any doubt. But unfortunately, these second types of response or the second type of heart, these are people who are so impatient, they don't understand that the word of God needs time to take root in their hearts. They don't understand that you have to allow the word of God time to reveal truth to you and you have to pray over it. You have to meditate. So they received the word of God, they never gave it any attention and they went away. And then they are attacked and they have no root. They cannot withstand it, the temptation. A classic example I see is healing. I've had people come to my meetings on healing, and they hear my testimony, and they hear others' testimony, and they've seen people receive healing instantly, and they are just excited, and they would even say, I have received the revelation, and then they go home. Few hours later, their symptoms return, or they are attacked by lies from Satan that, oh, that healing thing is not true. That your symptoms are still there. You never received that healing. And because these people were just excited, they never allowed the truths of God's healing power to penetrate their soul. They quickly give up. They quickly take their eyes off of God's word. They quickly take their eyes off of the Lord Jesus, and they start to dwell on their symptoms, and they just believe the lie that healing is not for them. They believe the lie that the word of God did not work for them. They believe the lie that their symptoms never went away. And guess what? They just won't receive. That is what the Lord Jesus is saying here, friend. Give it time. Give it time. Okay, so we move on. Still, we are in verse 14. The Lord Jesus continues to explain. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. Remember, I described what thorns are, sharp pain. It could be unforgiveness. It could be anger, bitterness. It's like a thorn in your flesh. Somebody has angered you. You will not forgive them. So that thorn is still affecting you. Okay, going back here, I'm going to just reread that. Still others, like seed sown among the thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. These are internal pressures, deceitfulness of riches. These are also people, besides having these thorns, wealth is their thorn. They're chasing after the best new car. They're chasing after the best new home. They are so driven by success, and they work 80, 90 hours a week. They are chronically tired. They have no time to spend in God's presence. They even don't go to church. They would justify it, where I have to work and care for my family. I don't have time to go to church. Church isn't me. And all that is true, but church is good for you. Because you don't know how God is going to meet you at your specific place of need through somebody at church. There is power in that corporate anointing. So these are people who are just deceived with the busyness of the world. Mm-hmm. They worry about too many things. They worry about other people treating them poorly. They don't want to forgive. They are worried about the next bill. They just allow internal pressures to choke the word of God, and they have not mastered the art of casting their care upon the Lord. You know why? They take their eyes off of God. They focus on their problems. So people like that, when they are encountered with a problem and they want to stand on the word of God, the word of God is not in them, and Satan steals it. That's it. Wow. God has not called us to busyness. God has called us to be fruitful in his kingdom. And the fruit here is Holy Spirit-led fruit. We should not be chasing after things like the pagans do, like the Lord Jesus taught in Matthew 6. We should be opening ourselves to receive truth from God and allow God's blessings to chase us. And we should learn to cast our thorns to God. We should learn to cast our worries to God and not allow these internal pressures to take our eyes off of life, the word of God. When you do that, Satan will steal the word of God from you. That is what the Lord Jesus is teaching. Okay, we get to the last type of response. This is in verse 20. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. Glory to God. That is God's heart for all of us. This fourth type of response, where we receive the word of God, we accept it, we allow it to take root in our hearts through meditation, will produce fruit 30, 60, and some 100 times. And this fruit could just be the peace of God in our lives. It could be the ability to overcome hardships. It could be the ability to be steadfast in times of trials and tribulations. It could be joy. It could be the ability to just allow Christ to work in and through us. And the most amazing thing here is that we see different levels of fruits or productivity. We see 30, 60, and 100. And God is not unpleased, if I can use that word, by the 30% or the 60 or the 100. God is just pleased that we just allow the word of God to take root in our heart and we can allow him to work in and through us so we can see results. So friend, this is the end of the explanation of this parable. So where do you belong in this parable? Mm-hmm. Are you the second, third, or fourth type of response? And as I said earlier, this can be a process, okay? It can be a process in such a way that in other areas of life, say in finances, we are grounded and rooted and we easily receive, and then in other areas such as healing we are not receiving, and it could be growth in that we are at a 30% level and we're growing through 100%, we're getting there. The bottom line is that this is a process, and if our hearts are opened, God the Holy Spirit is there to enable us to take the seed, the perfect word of God, and make it transformative in our lives. The key message taken home is that this parable is so crucial how the kingdom of God operates in our lives. This parable, the seed, the word of God, has to be the final authority in your life. And the key here is for you to open your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to do his work of transformation through that perfect seed, the word of God. Okay, so I'm going to end here because there's a lot in this chapter. So what are the major principles and applications we've learned from this session here? Verses 1 all the way to verse 20 out of Mark chapter 4. Number 1, the kingdom of God and God's word. How the word of God works in the kingdom of God. And number 2, Satan being the thief, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That is out of John 10:10. And what is the major application? I've already said it, so just to recap, the goal here is to keep your heart open, to have a sensitive heart to the seed, the word of God. And how do you develop a sensitive heart? Through biblical meditation, which I had already explained. You take the word of God, you ponder on it. Whatever problems you are facing today, there is a solution in the word of God. So get into God's word, look for the solutions, or there is a principle taught that has the answers to your problems. You meditate on it, you think about it, you ask the Holy Spirit for revelation. As you're doing that, your heart will be open. The word of God, that perfect seed, will take root in your heart, and then you will have the power in you through the work of the Holy Spirit to resist the enemy, Satan, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? And please remember, God's word has to be the final authority in your life. What do I mean? Every decision you make has to be filtered through the word of God. If you're trying to make a decision right now, ask yourself this. What does the word of God say about this problem? There is always an answer. As I said, sometimes it's direct, sometimes it's a principle taught in God's word that will provide the answer or the solution to your problems. And you take that, you stand on that. And Jesus himself teaches out of Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. God is his word is him. You cannot separate. So friend, I want for you to have a reverential respect for the word of God, because God is his word. Jesus just told us, if we don't understand how the word of God works in the kingdom of God, we will struggle to understand his other teachings and to receive from God. So friend, I just trust that your hearts have been opened today, as the Lord Jesus said, and you are allowing the Holy Spirit to take these teachings and meet you at your place of specific need, and that the Holy Spirit is showing you specific ways to handle your problems, because the answers to your problems are found in God's word. I hope you believe and you receive that in Jesus' name. And I want for you to remember to check the description box for the links of the book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? And other ways you can support us in this ministry with your financial love gift donation by getting one of my books or by simply just blessing us with a love gift donation so that we can pay for studio time to produce these programs to transform lives across the world. So let us just pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up all of the listeners. We thank you for your revealed word. We thank you for the power in your word, which is truth. Holy Spirit, I pray you open the hearts of every listener that they take this word today, this message today, and plant it deep into their hearts, and you show them how to stand. You teach them how to be focused on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith. I pray for your divine protection over the lives of all the listeners. I pray for your strength. I pray for your revelation to be manifested in their lives. I pray that their hearts are open to look upon your word as a final authority in all things pertaining to their lives, because this is the truth, and it is only the truth that shall set them free. Thank you, Father God. I release your blessing over them. Thank you for protecting their paths. Thank you for just guiding their souls. I pray all this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all those who are in agreement say, Amen. Thank you for joining me today. Listen to the announcer. He will give you more information about our ministry. We really ask you to open your heart, to join hands with us, to become partners in advancing God's work across the globe. Thank you. God loves you.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address: info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.